Hello and welcome to Happiest Competition on Earth, episode 15. Wow, we've been doing a lot of these. tonight's theme is I'm so sick of Disney. Yay! I love this theme. I love this
Me
theme
too.
because there's some really good songs out there that don't get recognized because they're not Disney and everyone's like kissing Disney's butt. So
Or movies
it's
in
gonna be
general
nice.
too.
Yeah, it's gonna be really nice. There's some, yeah, like I've been watching Rockadoodle a lot lately. Like,
Can I say something real quick?
yeah.
I recently just bought a DVD combo of Rockadoodle and Penguin and the Pebble, or Pebble and the Penguin. So
Cool.
that's
Yeah,
kind of hot. That's kind
I
of
was
hot.
like,
Right in time for this week, huh?
I keep seeing Fern Gully at Target and keep telling myself, like, next time I come, I'm gonna buy that, but I never do. I never. One of these days, I'm gonna buy Fern Gully. One of these
Is a sequel
days.
worth it?
There's a Ferngully sequel?
Oh God, you didn't know, did you?
No! YouTubing later, but anyways, so it's top 11 tonight. And, oh, by the way, that's Zelina and Jeffers that are there. So.
Hi,
Hi.
thanks. Almost forgot about them, sorry. And yeah, so they had to sing any song from a not Disney yet still animated movie. So, and we did get more than just a whole bunch of Prince of
Prince of
Egypt
Egypt
tonight,
and
which made me very
Anastasia.
happy.
Yes.
Yes, I mean we did get at least one Prince of Egypt, I think, and I think we got two Anastasias. So,
Yeah, a little bit more than two, but
oh
really,
man.
I didn't look at the list.
Oh,
Wait, I looked. No, I looked at the
I
list.
made
Is
the
there more
list.
than two? Oh, three.
Yeah, three.
And you spelled Anastasia wrong under this one.
Oh, really? Oh,
Anastaka.
I spelled it like my friend's name. Oops.
Yeah, that C should be an S. There we go. All
Yeah, all right,
right.
cool.
But as a teaser, I mean, we do have some Quest for Camelot, which makes me so happy. And we got a Thumbelina, really?
Yep.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is gonna be an awesome night, you guys.
Much better than
Awesome
last season.
night. Yeah.
Well, last season only
Awesome.
had like five people, so.
Yeah, so this is gonna be
Well.
awesome. And oh my God! Oh, I like that one song that someone did. I'm looking at the list right now. Oh, I'm excited for tonight. I am excited. I'm excited. So let's get into this because I am like
She's
awesomely
pepped up.
excited. I am pumped up. I was sick earlier, but I took a nap and I feel much better now, so I am ready to do this, yo. So first up tonight is Princess Clary.
C minor, put it in C minor. Where have all the good men gone? Where are all the gods? Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds? Isn't there a white knight upon a fiery steed? Late at night, I toss and I turn and I dream of what I need. Hit it. Fantasies, somewhere just beyond my reach, someone reaching back for me, racing on the thunder. Thanks.
And that was Princess Claire with the song Ambi Hates. Yay!
Right out of the gate.
Right out the gate. All of a sudden, this night is not looking so good for Ambi anymore. Ambi has a personal vendetta against the song. What is it up with you people and singing Ambi's personal vendetta songs? God. And this isn't even one of Ambi's Disney personal vendetta songs. She somehow found the one non-Disney animated movie personal vendetta song of Ambi. Bam, right out the gate.
Yeah, I know the reason why, too.
Yeah. I'll spare you the story, but just say Ambi don't like this song. This song has been shoved down Ambi's throat, and she don't like it. But I did think this was pretty good for you, Clary. I thought that you had a really great, like, sassy attitude on it, because, like, that's what this version of the song, the Shrek version of the song. Oh, yeah, it's from Shrek, by the way.
Shrek 2.
Shrek 2, yeah, Shrek 2. Like, other versions of this song, because, like, everybody and their brother has, like, covered this song. Because there's, like, the original version, then the Footloose musical version, then this version, and there's other versions, too. Yeah. So this version really calls for, like, that really sassy girl poweriness. And I thought that was there. But then there was just something about it, though, that... Were her mixing levels a little off? Like, I think that her vocals could have been a little bit more predominant. It kind of felt like she was, like, blending a little too well into the music, becoming like a wallflower part of the music.
She felt a little distant for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was just something weird about it that wasn't as pleasing to my ear as I would have liked it to have been. You just felt like you were a little far away. But other than that, I thought it was good. Jeffers?
Yeah, I thought this was great too, Clary. You had some good energy, and I know that's something that sometimes you don't always have, so that was good. And I really like the stylistic things she was doing in the beginning before the music picked up. And, like, she had one, like, either a slide or a break or something like that that was really cool in the beginning, and I like that too. So it was good, Clary. Zoe?
I have to say, this is how I learned who Clary was, because on VAA she posted this.
Oh, really?
And this is how I know who... Yeah, because I'm like...
Oh, that's right.
That was I thought that was Lash that did that.
Nope, this was Clary.
That was a long
time. Because I remember I was about to PM her to see if she can give me the karaoke track for it.
That was like ages ago, Zell. Wow.
Yeah.
That was like, what, a year and a half ago or so?
I don't know how long. But I remember this is how I knew who Clary was. Because she sang Holding Out for a Hero from the Shrek 2 movie. So, yeah. She's singing Eddie's song. If you don't get that reference, you're not in the know. There was, like, a pop at around 30 seconds, or, like, some bump sound. See, I did like a lot of the stylistics, but for me, it could have been bigger in some parts, because sometimes, like, the dynamics tended to go back and forth. It was a little inconsistent sometimes, like, in the middle. And I thought one of the midnight got a little flat, but that's all I really have.
All right. Does anybody have anything else they want to add before we move on to the next person?
Nope.
Puss in Boots movie coming out soon.
Yeah! Yeah! When I went to go see Harry Potter, I saw an ad for that, and I was like, yeah! And then I was like, boo, because I saw that they're making a third Chipmunks movie.
No!
They are.
I forgot.
Like, what was it? Squeak wrecked or something like that, like chipmunk wrecked or something. They're gonna be like stuck on a desert island or something.
Okay. Shipwrecked, if you ask me.
No, it was something like it was shipwrecked, but it was something like in that like ha ha ha. They're chipmunks, so we're gonna change the way this word is sounds. Squeak, yeah, like squeakle, but it was like squeak wrecked or chipmunk wrecked or something like something bizarre. And I was like, really, 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 really. But yeah. Puss in Boots movie, thumbs up. Chipmunk third, thumbs down. So, coming up next is our second chancer, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her second chance. Let's see how she does with it.
Hit me one time. Hit me twice. Ooh. Ow. Ooh. That's rather nice. Oil and grime, poison sludge, diesel clouds and noxious muck, slime beneath me, ooh, slime up above, ooh,
I see the world and all the creatures in it. I suck them dry and spit them out like spinach. 'Cause greedy human beings will always lend a hand with the destruction of this worthless jungle land. And what a beautiful machine they have provided to slice a path of doom with my sweet breath to guide it. Woo! Filthy brown acid rain pouring down like a chow mein. Slime beneath me, ooh, slime up above, ooh, you love my toxic love.
And that was Maddie with Toxic Love from Fern Gully?
Fern Gully.
That's how you say it, right? Yes, see, I don't know this movie.
Oh my god, go out and rent it and watch it now!
Okay, have you seen Avatar?
Which one?
James Cameron.
Avatar, like the blue
people? Blue people one.
The blue kitties, yes, blue kitties.
Alright.
Think it feels a lot like Fern Gully.
Oh, okay.
Which feels a lot like Pocahontas, but with like little fairies and the music, like the full feel of like the music with this kind of like tribal yet whimsical fantasy is like so awesome. Like I love all the background music in front.
Wow, I'm surprised I haven't even like heard of it before.
Oh my god, it was like a favorite of mine when I was a kid. My name is Betty. Oh my god, Robin Williams is Betty. It's amazing.
I introduced Ambi to the middle section of that song.
Yes, it's hilarious. Fantastic. Anyways,
so Maddie is doing that being talk, said...
Which is the villain song. The Tim Curry villain song.
Not knowing that what this song is about until now. Okay, that makes more sense. I thought I liked this overall. Like the beginning, the ow was so good. It was, like, funny. And I don't know if that's how it's supposed to be, but I liked it a lot. And I like this overall for your voice, Maddie. It was good and powerful, and it fits your voice style very nicely. I heard a voice crack, though, on the beautiful machine towards the middle. And was the last O, or U, whatever it was, you know, the O, whatever she said at the very end, was that supposed to be suggestive?
It's in my notes.
This is not true to the Tim Curry version. This is like if the male character was like a sexy seductress, but I think that Tim Curry is like turned on by the sludge in the movie, kind of. She just interpreted it in a female way.
Because I said I liked it, but if you're going for suggestive, maybe push that a little bit more because
whoa! I'm checking out of this conversation until this is over.
Because like you're like hard, the hard version of that was a lot better.
Hard. Than the
Stop it! Oh, my ears!
But I like this, Maddie. Zell.
Let me recover.
Bring it back to G-ratedness. Disney. Or not Disney. That's why this isn't Disney this week, right? Not rated G.
Okay, before I lose it again. Maddie doing Toxic Love. I adore this song. This is such an awesome song, and Tim Curry does wonders with this song.
Okay, so we'll get to Lena back in a moment, but in the meantime, Maddie, I saw this version of the song on YouTube, because, like, I was searching for it for someone else was looking to do this song, and they were, like, having a problem finding it, and I knew that it was out there, so I went out and I found this, like, Vixen version or something, and I saw this, and I immediately thought, oh, this would be, like, something that Maddie could do, so I'm kind of happy that you ended up doing it. I just really liked how into it you were, Maddie. Like, the energy was awesome. And, like, I don't know. I kind of feel the same way with the mixing on it that I did on Clary's, though, where it was, like, there just seemed to be something slightly distant. Not necessarily distant, but, like, I would have liked a little bit more of a blend in your vocals. I don't know. There seemed to be, like, a slight hint of potentially... Did you record this in your car? It had, like, a hint of car echo.
Yeah, it had room...
Small... Yeah, echo. like small space echo on it, or a large space echo. I'm not sure which one it was, but there was some kind of room echo slightly on it that's not always there. So, but it wasn't that bad. I was like, and my one note was, does slime turn you on, Maddie? Does it? Because I think it did the song. And I think, do we get Selena back?
No, she dropped again.
Ah!
This is not good, people. This is not good. Please hold while Skype tries to recall Zelle.
Na 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 na. Hey,
good.
Where is Zell?
Welcome back, Zell.
Okay. Where did it cut off on me? Because I didn't finish just, mine.
I went and I did mine while you were gone. Mm-hmm. So you just pick up where you were.
Maddie, I adore this song, but I would have liked you to start it out with a lower range of it, because I know you went higher on it. But overall, you really had the good energy and emotion. You had the feel to it. Like Jeffrey said, it was stylistically fitting for your voice, or it just matched well with you. And yeah, sometimes it did sound a little too... I mean, this song for me already has some kind of innuendos if you listen to it. But like right here, it was just, mommy, I need an adult. But yeah, other than that, just be careful with over liberties. But overall, you did really well with it.
See, I actually kind of liked her over liberties here. Like, I think I like her over liberties on the show more than you guys do.
I like it sometimes, Depending on the song.
Well, again, I would have liked her at least start with the bottom range of the song instead of just going higher. Because she did have some nice stuff. It's just, I thought it was too soon, maybe.
I don't understand that notebook. Okay. Who is next? I'm not looking at the
Nani.
List anymore. Oh, Nani is up next then.
Broken will be mended, and we'll reach.
All right, and that was Nani with The Prayer from Quest for Camelot.
I forgot about this song. I need to watch Quest for Camelot. It's been a while.
Because this song was actually the one that got the Academy or Oscar nomination.
Oh, really?
Because it was Celine Dion that sang it, I think.
Yeah, that one. And it lost to, I think, Prince of Egypt. I can't remember.
Mm. Was Celine Dion involved in that, too? It was a very Celine Dion season. Wow.
Yeah. I know it lost against another DreamWorks movie. Yeah, I think it might have been that one. No, that's Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey that we're thinking. When You Believe?
Whatever.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Nani. Hi, I'm here. Okay. One of the things that like caught me extremely off guard at the beginning was the trippy backtrack with the panning. Did y'all guys catch that, or was it just me?
No.
No.
Like, there was this one instrument that kept switching ears, and it just made me start turning my head for some reason. Vocally, this was very pretty. When you had the two voices, there wasn't much they weren't really different. I mean, there was like at one point there was a slight difference. But like later in the song, it just sounded a bit too much of the same person for me. For a while, there was no cloning, which made me very happy. And then around 218 on the word safe, I think it is, it started to get cloning. And after that, it got some more cloning parts afterwards. The music was a bit, for me, it was a bit louder than the vocals at some points. Let's see. Oh, yeah. And this is just a side note. I keep hearing Find Your Grail melody line in the song for some reason. And I don't know if is this you or the actual song, but was that last higher harmony note supposed to be coming in afterwards, or was that just you prepping and then singing it?
I think that she took a pause and then she sang it, because I heard okay. that too.
All right. And that's all I really have. Ambie?
Yeah, I forgot the song was in Quest for Camelot. I liked it overall. My few nitpicky things with it, though, was I thought that, like, I could tell that you had, when you were doing, like, the echo vocals, like, you sang the line, then you, like, echoed yourself. I kind of wish that you would have done something a little, like, different mixing-wise with that, because, like, I could tell that you had an echo on, like, not an echo, like, some kind of, like, reverb-y effect, very slight on the echo, and it kind of irked me a little bit that you didn't either, like, stick with it just, like, normally or went a little further with it. It was kind of, like, in between, like, a middle ground point. And I think I need to either go further or not have any reverb on it at all, or extra reverb, I guess you could say. And, like, some panning would have been nicer, because that would have been, like, a perfect time to, like, show off some mixing skills with, like, a nice little distant pan echo mysterious haunting kind of thing, and I think that was like a missed mixing opportunity. This is a new side of you I've never heard, and I think it's very good. My only thing is I think that your high head voice, it's not as strong as your lower head and your chest voice. It seemed a little wavery at times for me. When you got the higher you got, the more afraid I was for you. Let's just put it that way, because I kind of felt like it was getting near that, like, breaking point in your voice where I was like, oh, I really don't want her to crack, and I'm kind of afraid that she's going to sometime soon. Just, like, the higher parts of it, but other than that, good job. Jeffers?
Yeah, my first note was, oh, pretty. Like, this is a really nice change of style that we haven't heard you do on this show. Well, kind of like in the Disney Voice Actor Week, but not really. But I really like you on these emotional and more tender songs, and your high range was very nice, Nani, and, like, I really didn't have anything negative to say. Like, I was pleasantly enjoying it, and I was trying hard to nitpick, but, like, I wasn't doing a very good job at that. I just really enjoyed this. Good job.
All right, in that case, if no one has anything else to add, nope.
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 All right, coming up next, then, is Rochellular.